From WYPR St. Paul School, it's Out of the Blocks Junior. One city block,
everybody's story.
My name is Annie Howe. What made me want to get started with art? That's a great question. I've always enjoyed making art, but I got into paper cutting because it was a fun way to make gifts for friends and family a long time ago, and the materials were easily accessible, and that's really how I started.
Okay. Did anybody in your family ever do paper cutting before?
No one in my family had ever done paper cutting, and I didn't know a lot about the art form of paper cutting until I got started doing it, and then I've learned all about the history of paper cutting and all about the different styles of paper cutting there are out there in the world.
Okay. Did it just like come naturally for you, or like did you have inspiration to start after someone who you might have saw doing paper cutting?
That is a really good question. Some of it came naturally to me because I was making shadow puppets. So I was using similar techniques that I use for paper cutting that I was using to make shadow puppets. But the inspiration really came from trying to challenge myself to cut more and more elaborate designs out and keep doing that. The more I was doing it, the more I pushed myself to make more and more complex designs.
Okay. What is one of your favorite art pieces that you've made?
Oh, one of my favorite art pieces that I've made. I got to make a few years ago artwork for the University of Maryland Childhood and Adolescent Psychiatric Unit at the hospital. So I got to take my paper cuts and transform them into artwork for all of the walls in the hospital unit. And it was really cool because it's a very special place for kids who are needing to be in the hospital. And so I got to work with the nurses and the doctors and the staff, and based on their feedback, create some really special designs that just the patients on that unit get to see.
How did you making art for the hospital make you feel personally? Like, was, for example, like, did that make you feel like you had a bond with maybe the children in the hospital, or did it just make you feel like you were just doing something good for the community?
That is a great question. It was really a fun project to work on. It took a long time. It was several years that I worked on it, and I didn't get to meet any of the patients directly because they were building the unit from scratch. But I did get to get a lot of feedback later from the nurses and the doctors and the staff who work there that the patients really like the artwork, everybody's really happy with it. And so in a way, I did feel like I get to be bonded with the patients even though I don't get to meet them. But yeah, it was a really special project. It made me feel really proud to know that when someone's not feeling well and they're in the hospital, they get to see something that might make them feel a little bit better. And all of the people, the families who are visiting, the nurses and doctors and staff, get to know that they are really cared for on this floor because they took time to make special artwork for them.
All right. And you mentioned earlier that you were just coming back from Australia on a tour. So, what was that like?
Well, that was just really, really fun. That was a fun a vacation, and it was really neat. I'd never been to Australia. It's a beautiful country, beautiful people, and it was really wonderful.
Okay. Was that just, a off-work vacation, or were you doing that with your job?
So, I wasn't really working. However, I was able to work on some things while I was there. The cool thing is, that was just a vacation, but Hackerman Artist in Residence at the Enoch Pratt Library. So that means that several days a week throughout the course of the year, I go and have a studio at the Central Library. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's really, really cool. People can come down and see me. My schedule is posted on the library website. And the neat thing is I get to work on a project while I'm there. And I get to work with the librarians and use the resources of the library to study a project. So what I'm studying is panoramic paintings and dioramas. It's an old style of paintings. And so I'm going to be creating a paper cut version of a panorama. So this goes back to your question about were there any inspirations in Australia? while I was in Australia, I actually got to go see a painted panorama that they had in a town outside of Sydney. And it was very, very cool because a lot of panoramas are historic, so they're older paintings. But this one is a contemporary one. So it was very cool to see it's a lot of the landscapes, famous sort of landmarks of Australia. So it was really inspiring to see, and I'm definitely going to take that back and use that as part of my project that I'm working at for the Enoch Pratt.
Okay. So, like, with you working in this area, what is, like, the community? Like, is it, like, a really close community? Because I know there's, like, some colleges down here. So, maybe, like, or is it, like, kind of people, like, just kind of stick by themselves and just handle their own? Or, like, is it, like, a close community?
You mean in Hamilton, Lauraville, this area here?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a great community, especially to be a business owner or an artist. I think there's a lot of creative people who live in the neighborhood. There's a wide variety of ages. You mentioned college students. We have Morgan State University right in the neighborhood. So that's fantastic. And so, yeah, it is a really supportive place to be an artist and a business owner. I think the business owners in the neighborhood are all very connected and supportive as well. So it's a really unique neighborhood, and people really value shopping small. They value artists and creative people, and come out and support the businesses.
Okay. Would you say if an artist were looking for a new career path in art or like maybe paper cutting, do you think this would be the neighborhood to come to? To try to get their career started?
I think so. I mean, when I first started my career, about almost 15 years ago at this point, I started in this neighborhood, and actually the block that we're on now, my first studio space ever outside of my home, because I lived in this neighborhood before I had my studio here, was two buildings up. And so I started with a little small room on the second floor of one of those buildings. And that was an awesome leap of faith to be able to have a studio outside my house. And then as my business grew and my artistic practice grew, I moved to a different building in the neighborhood. And then now I'm here in this building in the neighborhood. The cool thing is another business, Domesticity, the fabric store next door. When I moved out of my first studio space, they moved into that little studio space and started in there, and now they've grown to have a whole building and a whole nother location in a different neighborhood. So I think it would be an awesome neighborhood for someone looking to start their artistic business in.
Okay. For anybody listening, why would you recommend to do art? Like, does it help with, like, your state of mind, maybe, or just anything? Like, why would you recommend doing art?
Well, I would recommend doing art if it's something that it feels like brings you happiness, lets you... I love doing art because I can think about other things when I'm working on art. It is an amazing way to connect with people, and I think that pursuing a career as an artist takes a lot of work and dedication, but this area, especially this neighborhood, really fosters that, supports it. And I always love to say that, you know, you don't have to know everything that you want to do if you start out on an artistic career path. I think something that might be helpful is to know how to figure things out. You don't have to know how to do everything right away. You just have to know how to figure it out later.
And one last question. What does art mean to you personally and to this just general community in this area?
Oh, these are fantastic questions. I'm so impressed. What does art mean to me and the general
community?
I think for me, art is a way to express thoughts, feelings, emotions, and connect with people on lots of different levels. And I think as a community, art is an important way to foster communication, conversations, and make people feel happy.
Hi, I'm Dom DeSantis, and I'm from St. Paul's. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, and where you're from?
Okay, I'm Jessica Roby. I live in Laurelville, Hamilton. I'm from Howard County.
Howard County, nice.
Yep, and just happy to be here talking to you.
Yeah, nice. Do you have any, like, hobbies? What do you like to do? Do you play any sports? Yeah, any, like, do you like to play music?
It was funny you asked that. My husband actually is a musician.
That's
nice. He's in a band called Fetus. Shout out to Fetus. We have 18 guitars at our house.
Wow.
Yeah, mostly guitar, a couple bass. We have a drum set. I sadly am not a musician. I'm a realtor, so a local realtor of Maryland. So when I'm not helping buyers and sellers with their real estate goals, I love to eat. So I'm out and about in Baltimore and in the neighborhood eating often.
You said your husband, he was in a band. Is that like on Spotify? Along with that, what do they do? Do they like country music, like rock music? What type?
Okay, yeah, so they would say they're a post-hardcore rock band.
Yeah.
A little emo, a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
They're on Spotify and Bandcamp, so you can look up Fadest, F-A-D-E-S-T, on Spotify and Bandcamp if you want to follow their music. Yeah.
That's
and
wonderful.
Then you can follow me on Instagram, @homeswithjess.
Okay, that's wonderful. I know you work in the shop. How does it feel to work in the shop? Does it, like, how is it?
Yeah, so I actually don't work here.
Oh.
I, however, am one of Found Studio's most loyal customers, so I'm here a lot. I probably shop at Found, what do you think? I probably shop at Found, I don't know.
At least once a week.
Yeah, at least once a week or, like, every other week I'm here buying gifts for my clients. Or for myself at home. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You said you're a customer. Where do you actually work? Like, do you have a job or, like, my bad.
It's okay.
Where do you work?
Yeah, so I'm a realtor. So I help buyers with their home buying needs. So I do a lot of business in this area of Laurelville and Baltimore. I also do business all over Maryland. So someone who wants to buy a home, they'll reach out to me and I'll learn about their goals and what they're looking for and help them purchase a home. Or if they're selling their home, they'll come to me to help them do that. So I'll get their home ready, meaning like painting the house, making sure it's clean, set up, desirable, ready to go, and put their home on the market. We'll determine a price together and we'll get their house sold. Yeah.
Yeah, when you say you're selling houses, like, what I'm trying to say is, when you're selling the houses, you're, like, selling them to other families, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay,
so I'm selling the houses to other families, or it could be a young professional like yourself who wants to buy a house. It could be a couple or it could be a family, yeah.
Yeah, you also said you purchase house. Do you help people, like, purchase? Like, do you recommend certain houses and how it will affect their lives?
Yeah, 100%. My goal is to make sure that they're really happy about the neighborhood that they're buying in. And I just like you asked me, I asked them, what do they like to do when they're not working, when on their downtime? You know, do they need a yard for their dog or for their children? Do they need to be in certain areas for whatever reason? And then with their own research and with the help of me, we determine an area, we find the right house, and, you know, it's usually people know when they know if it's the house for them. And then I negotiate on behalf of them. We have a contract and, yeah, go back and forth and help them get a house.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, along with you selling houses, I already asked you this, but in your meantime, like, I know your husband said he was in a band, like, not working, what are the main things that you like to do?
Yeah, so I definitely like shopping at Found Studio. I like to shop here. I like to go out and eat. So in Laurelville and Hamilton. As you'll see, there's lots of local restaurants and bars here. So I'm usually getting sandwiches at Animal Boy. That's a new spot. They're known for punk music. It's always playing, but they have really great sandwiches. So I'm usually there getting sandwiches. You have Alexander's Tavern up the road. They're great for just everyday American style food. They have a big bar. You can watch sports there. So it's football season. You can find me at Das Beer Hall all the way up Hartford Road on Sundays watching the Ravens game. I'm usually there watching the Ravens game. That's a German restaurant, so a lot of German food. But they also have cheesesteaks and turkey wraps as well, and wings.
Yeah, I love German food, actually. I am German. My grandmom's, actually. I go to her house every month. It's pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
When you say German food, I know a lot about it. Are there, like, bratwurst?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I love bratwurst.
They have bratwurst, schnitzels. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Das Beer Hall. DASBIERHALE, I think. Yeah, Das Beer Hall. It's been
nice.
Open 7 years.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Also German. Are you German or
no? No, okay. Just not German. Just yeah. Love. I told you, just love to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Coco's on the corner here.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I've been around here a couple of times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've played baseball and I've played a couple baseball games around here.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Yeah. I don't play sports now. I used to play field hockey and lacrosse and I loved it.
That's what my sister actually plays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just, yes. It's great sports to play growing up. And, you know, Maryland's a big lacrosse state.
Yes, very big.
Yeah.
Rounding back to your husband,
mm-hmm.
Does he help you out with managing selling houses? Or do you do, like, two separate things?
Yeah, he has his own career. He works in the medical law firm role, helping. He's an analyst, so he helps people like you and me when we're at the hospital for a period of time. His company fights with the insurance companies, but he's very supportive of my business. So yes, he might be out helping me prospect or helping me put signs in the ground, or, you know, just being supportive.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for your time.
Is there anything else you want to know about the neighborhood?
Yes, actually. When you say you live around here, like, how close? Like, I know you always come to the shop. Mm-hmm. Like, you live, like, 5 minutes away from here? Like,
yeah.
10 minutes? Nice.
It's, like, 2 to 5 minutes, depending on where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I know a lot about a lot up and down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if there's anything you want to know, is there?
I think I got a lot of good information from you.
Okay,
you
good.
Very, very... Good. Awesome interview.
I think something I'll add, just because I do like to add, this area is really big on, it's a very diverse neighborhood of all kinds, but there's a lot of artists, a lot of musicians live here, so that's one of the cool things that I like about it. If you're looking to live somewhere where everyone's accepted, this is definitely the place to be.
So my name is Casey Stafford. I originally grew up in Kentucky, but I've lived in Baltimore for 21 years now, and I own a little shop in Hamilton, Laurelville called Found Studio Shop. We are a gallery, a gift shop, and a workshop and artist studio.
Did you start this, like, shop, or was it, like, a family thing?
So I started this in 2019. So right before the pandemic, I was in a really tiny space that shared space with a coffee shop on this block. And then I was able to expand and move down the street. And we've been just so happy to have the extra space. Yes, so I was a elementary art teacher for about 6 years. I taught in Richmond, Virginia, Richmond City Public Schools, and then I taught with Living Classrooms Foundation when I moved here, and I was a stay-at-home mom. I had another retail store. I've lived many lives, basically.
If you didn't make the store, would you have wanted to still be a teacher?
Perhaps, yes. I still do love teaching. I love working with students. Sometimes I work with students from MICA. So, yes, I also love making my own art and selling it. So I've been doing that as well. So I think if I didn't have the shop, I would definitely be teaching workshops and making my own art and figuring out ways to support the artists in the community here.
Would you have rather done that? Or is that just like what you would have done if you weren't here?
That's a really good question. I think in my heart of hearts, I've always wanted a creative shop, and I'm very extroverted. I love talking to people. I love curating a space. So when people come into this space, they're like, wow, this is really amazing. This kind of takes me away from all of my fears and worries and craziness going on in the world. We're kind of creating a place for people to get away and be inspired by beautiful surroundings. Yes, so it is hard to start a shop, especially these days. It seems like retail shops are becoming more and more extinct. They're very expensive, and we have to have enough customers to keep us going. So I started this shop in particular really small and then scaled up slowly, but it is hard. I was able to get some grant money from the city and the state, and that was helpful. But yes, starting is very hard.
You said you moved up buildings, so you had other buildings in this, is that right?
So I had started in a little space in a coffee shop, and then I bought this building. It was vacant, so it was a vacant space since like 2015, and it needed a total gut rehab. So that's how I got some help from a grant to rehab a previously vacant space.
How would you run this store? Like, what do you do to keep it, like, going?
So I, first of all, have like an amazing staff of like 11 part-time people right now that really help us because we're open 7 days a week. And I obviously can't be here 7 days and I can't clone myself, but I've hired really fun, energetic. Most of the people that work here are also artists themselves or love the community and love supporting what we're doing here. So we in the Hamilton Lauraville neighborhood, we have a business association and we love to work together to support and promote each other. We have made these little maps that have like all of the retail and restaurants on it because our neighborhood is rather spread out. We're not like all concentrated right together. So somebody on our block may not know what's up a few blocks. So we try to really send other people to say that somebody comes in for the first time and they don't know much about the neighborhood. I'm like, have you been to Snug Bookstore? It's down the street. You will love it. You should go. Here's a map of all the other shops that we have. Do you have any questions about the neighborhood? So we are just real cheerleaders for each other to try to like keep each other going.
So you like work together a lot, but in that way, is it more of a like, I know you said that you were like promoting, I guess, Snug Books, which is like a little bit farther from here. But is there like any other things you can work with? And is it like a deal or is it just you do it to just do it?
Oh, I just do it to do it. You know, I do a lot of things that are, I get myself into a lot of crazy things. Like I'm supposed to be hanging a bunch of snowflakes this weekend on all of the light poles up and down the street. And I'm doing it to do it because it makes the neighborhood more fun. And it brings people together. Last year, we got a grant to light our blocks up. So somebody came and strung all of these, you can see them outside here, all of these cafe style lights to sort of just brighten up the neighborhood and make people go, well, what's going on there? And having lights makes people, it makes it feel more walkable, more safe to people, more of a place that people are like, oh, what is going on there? I wanna be a part of that.
You were saying like more safe. Mm-hmm. Would you say that this was not dangerous, but like, yeah, I guess Yeah.
I feel really safe here. I also am comfortable here because I've lived in the neighborhood myself for 21 years. I live within walking distance of the shop. So I feel very safe. Some people, there's a little stigma around coming to the city, and sometimes people feel unsafe, but they should not feel unsafe over here. It's fantastic. And we actually have another thing that's a sort of a barrier for people that may not live here or know about us, is that we have two parking lots that people can use. We have free street parking, and across the street, our neighbors at Value Drug let us use their parking lot, and you can use the parking lot at Safeway. So there's also places to park, which is, you know, that's a real asset, I think, that this shop has.
Businesses around.
So we in the Hamilton-Lauraville neighborhood, we have a business association, and we love to work together to support and promote each other. We have made these little maps that have like all of the retail and restaurants on it, because our neighborhood is rather spread out. We're not like all concentrated right together. So somebody on our block may not know what's up a few blocks. So we try to really send other people to say that somebody comes in for the first time and they don't know much about the neighborhood. I'm like, have you been to Snug Bookstore? It's down the street. You will love it. You should go. Here's a map of all the other shops that we have. Do you have any questions about the neighborhood? So we are just real cheerleaders for each other to try to like keep each other going.
So you like work together a lot, but in that way, is it more of a like, I know you said that you were like promoting, I guess, Snug Books, which is like a little bit farther from here. Uh-huh. But is there like any other things you can work with? And is it like a deal, or is it just you do it to just do it?
Oh, I just do it to do it. You know, I do a lot of things I get myself into a lot of crazy things. Like I'm supposed to be hanging a bunch of snowflakes this weekend on all of the light poles up and down the street. And I'm doing it to do it because it makes the neighborhood more fun. And it brings people together. Last year, we got a grant to light our blocks up. So somebody came and strung all of these, you can see them outside here, all of these cafe-style lights to sort of just brighten up the neighborhood and make people go, well, what's going on there? And having lights makes it feel more walkable, more safe to people, more of a place that people are like, oh, what is going on there? I want to be a part of that.
You were saying, like, more safe. Would you say that this was not dangerous, but like, yeah, I guess, yeah.
I feel really safe here. I also am comfortable here because I've lived in the neighborhood myself for 21 years. I live within walking distance of the shop. So I feel very safe. Some people, there's a little stigma around coming to the city, and sometimes people feel unsafe, but they should not feel unsafe over here. It's fantastic. And we actually have another thing that's a sort of a barrier for people that may not live here or know about us, is that we have two parking lots that people can use. We have free street parking, and across the street, our neighbors at Value Drug let us use their parking lot, and you can use the parking lot at Safeway. So there's also places to park, which is, you know, that's a real asset, I think, that this shop has.
You run a store, right? And what type of products do you run in that store? Like,
so we have so many things here. I want for everybody to come in here and go, there is a gift for somebody on my list for everything. So like, there are baby gifts, toddler gifts. We have a giant card selection. Like, people love to come here and go straight to our greeting cards. We have some like sassy ones. They're all like made by independent artists. We have bags, we have Bath and Body, we always do a big holiday section. We have glassware, a lot of local stuff like Hun's Honey that is local honey. We have local artists, tea towels and mugs and so many fun things in here that I just want people to know about it, because it's like everything.